Chris Mueller is by far his harshest critic and the person who hates himself more than anybody else. Chris traffics almost entirely in self-loathing. Chris's whole bit, and actually it's not a bit, it's real life imitating art. His whole thing is to be self-effacing and to rip himself and to criticize himself. And that's what Fields did today. And it's interesting. Some of the things I've seen in my social media mentions are, Pony, how can you continue to advocate for someone to start who won't even advocate for himself? Justin Fields doesn't think he should be the starting quarterback. So why should you, or why should any other Steelers fan? To which I say, we all know people in our lives who let themselves get down in the dumps and need someone to come along and prop them back up and support them and to let them know that they're better than what they think. So I don't take this Justin Fields soundbite today as proof, some exhibit A, for those out there that are in the Russell Wilson camp who are like, well, there you go. It's over now. No more discussion necessary. If Justin Fields doesn't think he should play, well, then there you. What else do you need? If the guy, the player himself, doesn't believe in himself, then why should you? The facts of the matter are, and I know that there's plays out there that he missed. There's screen grabs on Twitter. Look at this open guy. Justin Fields didn't throw the ball there. There's throwing the ball backwards to Jaylen Warren, and thankfully he jumped on the ball. There's the interception that wasn't because of a questionable roughing the passer penalty. Yes, all of those things happened, and I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and act like they didn't. Okay, I'm not going to be one of these people that in arguing something tries to deny facts. But this whole idea that Justin Fields hasn't played well enough, what is the barometer or what is the standard we're holding quarterbacks to here now? Because I got a list of quarterbacks here who most NFL fans and most Steelers fans might say, oh, I'd take that guy in a heartbeat. I'd love for that guy to be my franchise quarterback. And yet Justin Fields has played better than some of these guys this year. So I do want to open things up to you at 412-928-9370 and get your thoughts on what Justin Fields said today. He was asked about losing the starting quarterback job and said, I don't think I've played well enough. I think that's just him being his harshest critic. I think he's played well. I'm not going to go overboard and say great. I'm not going to go overboard and say he's proven to me that he should be the Steelers' franchise quarterback and he should get a contract extension. I'm not going to say anything like that. I'm just going to say there are objective things we can point to that illustrate why a guy that's 25 years old should not be going to the bench right now when his team is 4-2. The Steelers are averaging 20.7 points right now. That is the highest scoring offense here since 2020. And I will admit that is a low bar. But when compared to late stage of his career, Ben Roethlisberger, Mitch Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, he's doing better than those guys. The Steelers, to this point in the season, six games, they are 30th in passing attempts. So when you're running the ball that much, they're second in rushing attempts. When you're running the ball that much, you can't expect someone to put up crazy passing stats. I don't think that that's fair. I don't like criticizing people for things that they're not being asked to do. If one of my issues with Donnie was that he didn't come in here and look presentable, if I was like, this guy dresses like a homeless person, That'd probably be an unfair thing to say because he's not on TV. I mean, he's not. Are you even on the YouTube screen thing? Do we even have a camera that's on you for that?
No, I can't be seen until I'm in your chair.
Right. So that voice there, that's what we're paying Donnie to do, is to put in his two cents here and get in on conversations, not look a certain way. Justin Fields has been charged with or asked to preside over an offense that is run, and occasionally pass. Now, are there people out there that actually believe that when Russell Wilson goes in, that strategy is going to change? And Mike Tomlin is going to all of a sudden turn over a new leaf, change his stripes, and become a guy that is way more reliant on putting the ball through the air with guys like Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin in the passing game than wanting to run the ball as much as they have through the first six games. So the results aren't great, but they're not bad scoring, 20.7 points. They're running the ball a ton. They're not asking the quarterback to put up glitzy stats. And even with the limited opportunities, it would be wrong to say, to jump to some crazy conclusion like, yep, Justin Fields can't play the position. He can't do it. So what I'm going to do here to make this point stronger, I think, is I'm going to give Donnie here, because I don't have Mulsey to bounce this off of today, and we'll get to your calls in a little bit. I'm going to give Donnie a stat line, and I'm going to ask him if he would take what Justin Fields has done or if he would take what this anonymous quarterback has done through six games. So we know Fields' stats. He's 4-2. He has 10 total touchdowns to one interception. His passer rating is 97.9, which is 15th in the NFL, which, by the way, by definition, is above average. 16 is right smack dab in the middle, and he's at 15 out of 32 quarterbacks. So if you just go by that, and maybe not everyone wants to put a lot of stock in passer rating, he is 15 out of 32. It's just one thing. It's just, I'm not going to make it the end-all be-all. All right, Donnie, the first quarterback I have for you has a record that is 4-1, so that's a half game better than Fields. He has 8 touchdowns to 4 interceptions. Would you take Fields or would you take that anonymous quarterback?
Now, when you're saying touchdowns, to be fair,
I'm adding them all up. Okay. I'm adding them all up.
Not just passing.
So this guy, so whoever this is getting credit for rushing touchdowns too. 4-1, 8 touchdowns, 4 picks.
I'll take Fields there.
That quarterback is Jared Goff. Next guy, 8 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, same exact line, except his team is 3-2.
I mean, it would only make sense for me to go with Fields there.
There you go. That would be Jalen Hurts, who's one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL. How about this guy? 3-3 record, 9 touchdowns, 6 interceptions.
Fields.
That's Dak Prescott, who is the highest paid player in the entire NFL. All right, here maybe is a tough one. Same record, 4-2, 12 total touchdowns, but 6 interceptions. So you're getting 2 more touchdowns, but you're also getting five more turnovers.
Picks. You said same record?
Yep.
I almost want to guess who the quarterback is. Because it would only stay consistent here to take Fields. Is that Mayfield?
No, it's not Mayfield. Mayfield has better numbers than that. That's Jordan Love.
Okay.
So you just did this not knowing that I was going to put you on the spot like this, and you've just said through six games that Justin Fields has played better than Jordan Love, Jared Goff, Jalen Hurts, and Dak Prescott. And the Steelers are seriously going to bench Fields, and we have legions of Steelers fans who have been texting in and calling into our shows nonstop to say that this is the right decision. But then to take it a step further, fans saying, and Fields can't play. There's no way he's a franchise quarterback. He has no future in this league. He can't do X, Y, and Z. Okay, well, through six games, and you can say, small sample size me to death if you want, but that would also be a little bit hypocritical because if you're going to say, well, he's only done it in six games, well, then why would you use any of the plays that he hasn't made against him in this conversation? You would just not want to You would not want to use for or against your argument anything he's done in his Steelers career to this point. So the bottom line for me is it's just ridiculous that Justin Fields is saying this about himself. I don't think I've played well enough. A, yes, you have. And B, the only reason why I think he's saying this is because, well, actually, there's a B and a C. I do think there's a couple reasons why he's saying this. I think he's saying this because overall, he's a good teammate and he's a good dude and he's not going to take news like this and pout about it like Kenny Pickett did last year. Sorry, Kenny. He's going to be more mature and more professional about it. And then the other reason why I think he's doing it is because he wants to believe, and I'm going to underline wants, he wants to believe that handling this the right way is going to help him get another opportunity. Because that does happen in the real world. You get demoted at your job or you get passed over for a promotion. If you go out and do a good job after that, some bosses, some owners of businesses might take kindly to that. Oh, here's a guy that had every reason in the world to dog it, to get down on himself, to be a bad apple at work. And the guy did the exact opposite. He put his head down, he grinded it out, and he produced. So I think that's why Fields is sounding this way. I don't actually believe that Justin Fields thinks that he hasn't played well enough. I just think he's being hard on himself because he thinks that's the right thing to say today after losing his job. But I just gave you some numbers. It is hard to argue that he has not played well enough, especially given the crap we've seen at quarterback over the last few years here. And again, my apologies to Kenny Pickett for the second time to start this segment. Donnie, I'll give you at least 60 seconds here. Anything you want to throw in on this, what we heard from Fields today?
Well, I mean, I think your last point is really the key one, because he sees this as an opportunity to show off the field how he can be as a leader and as a teammate and as someone who is loyal to, you know, the new team that he was with. And I think he also knows at least a little bit about the Steelers' history and knows like how they stand on stability and loyalty, and they love all of that stuff. There's a reason they've had three coaches since like World War II. And you know, they love more than anything to tout the stats about three coaches since 1960. We haven't had a losing season in two decades.
They don't like people who rock the boat.
And I think he's at least a little bit wise to that, to think, hey, if I play this smart, if I show that I'm an adult, if I show that I'm mature, I show that I can be someone that steps into the shoes as a franchise quarterback, at least off the field, that's half the battle.